Joining me in KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, somebody very special. You're going to remember this one because you grew up with them. The Globetrotters are here. Specifically, Mr. Scooter Christensen, who loves to be just called Scooter.
How you doing?
What a treat to have you here, Scooter.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. All right.
We were talking a little bit off mic, and I said, you know, I'm one of these old guys that came up with what I thought was the old school Globetrotters, and it's not. Yeah. I came up with Curly and with Meadowlark Lemon, and you said, everybody remembers those guys, but you said something else that really knocked my socks
off. I mean, the Globetrotters started in 1926. You know, everybody thinks we're from Harlem. It started in South Side of Chicago. It started off with five guys, called them the Savoy Five, and there was just, I mean, Geese Osby, Marcus Haynes, all these guys that came before Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal, but you know, those two guys put the Globetrotters on the map, you know. But I'm not excluding anybody else out, because those guys, everybody that came before me and my teammates, paved the way for what we do today. And it's such an honor and such a privilege to play for this ball club, and it has so much history behind it. And anytime somebody hears the Globetrotters name, they just light up, their faces light up, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and it is what it's all about. You're all about entertaining moms and dads. And
oh, yeah.
There's nothing like being a mom and a dad and seeing your kids smile so broadly that they get sore from it. They love you guys.
You know what? And I think sometimes the parents have more fun than the kids because they remember, man, they remember seeing the Meadowlark Lemon in the Curly Neal when they were little. You know what I mean? And now they're bringing their kids, hopefully seeing the Scooters out there, you know? So it's pretty cool.
When would you say the Globetrotters really came of age?
You know what? I would really say I would have to put it back in the 70s when they had Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal, because back in those days, where the world was back in those days. And I mean, I have Curly Neal telling me stories about, I remember playing for an all African American crowd and all white crowd at one point. He goes, and I really feel like back in those days, we kind of made the races come together, because now they're looking at us sitting side by side laughing at the same thing, and then they're looking at each other like, man, maybe we're not so different. So when you hear stories like that, you starting to see the impact that it has on the world and people, and it's just, I mean, such a great thing to be a part of.
Unifying, that love of laughter and that sense of joy that you guys impart. Yes, those guys came up through the days of segregation.
Oh, for sure.
They were around when the 1964, when the Civil Rights Act was
exactly
passed. Exactly. What a monumental moment that must have been. But you guys were breaking down barriers even before then.
Exactly. I mean, where the world was and not people getting along. But, you know, if you see at a Globetrotter game, you're going to be laughing and smiling, because it kind of, you know, takes your mind off of what the outside thing is going on, you know. And like today, you know, we never know what kind of day our fans are having. You know, we all have good days and bad days, but we know if you see it at a Globetrotter game, we're going to be making you smile for a good hour and a half. So that's what we're about.
Scooter, how long have you been with the Globetrotters?
I've been with them for 15 years.
What led you to each other?
I've just been playing basketball since I was 5 years old, and I was an assistant video coordinator and a practice player for the Phoenix Suns NBA team, and had pickup games on a weekend, had no intentions of being a Globetrotter, but the Globetrotter scouts happened to be looking at another guy, but end up seeing me, and they're like, well, who is this guy? That's our assistant video coordinator.
Yeah.
Man, he can play, you know, and then been with the team ever since, so just kind of right place, right time for me.
The reason you're here in Colorado Springs is probably not your love of the snow.
No. But I did go to University of Montana in Missoula. So I do know about the snow, but I'm from Vegas. I want that sun, you know? But
yeah.
Yep.
I get it. March 1st is the big day. 2 p.m. is the time. And that is when the Globetrotters are going to perform at the Broadmoor World Arena.
That's right.
Scooter, what are we going to see?
It's called Pushing the Limits Tour. So we added a lot of new elements this year. We're handling the ball in the dark. So the ball is going to be glowing. The wristbands and headbands are going to be glowing. We're taking live record-breaking shots. You might see a blindfolded shot from like 94 feet. You never know. We kind of come up with this on the fly, you know, and this is our 10th year anniversary of having a 4-point line, so we're scooting that back even further to 35 feet, and we added a fifth quarter. You know, basketball is usually 4 quarters. This time, you come to the Globetrotter game, we got five quarters, where the fifth quarter, where the fans get to come onto the court, sign autographs, take pictures, give high fives. We do it all. So,
see, you're showing the audience some love. You're getting them involved.
Oh, yeah,
bring
of course.
The kids down and do some things with them, and that's the stuff. It's that personal touch, that connection that you make. It never fails.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're probably one of the few organizations that, you know, we don't mind you come up and giving us a hug, high five, you know, taking pictures. And that's where we're all about. You know, I always tell people that, you know, what does it take to be a Globetrotter? I said, well, you know, like, you got to be a good basketball player, can handle the ball. But if your attitude is not good, then you're not a Globetrotter. You got to love people and being around families. And, you know, I can speak for me and my teammates. We all come from that.
Check your stuff at the door. Be ready to smile.
There it is.
And it's all about play.
There it is.
It's all about giving people joy and laughter. Broadmoor World Arena, March 1st, 2 p.m. Scooter, thank you so much for giving me the privilege of being here with us for the couple minutes on the afternoon news. And have a fun game.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready to go right now.